So, Danny, first of all then, on the injury front, any selection issues for this weekend at the MK Dons?
I'm not too sure there'll be any issues. I think we've got to get through, you know, the training session first tomorrow to decide whether or not we'll have any players back. So at the moment in time, I think it's very similar to what we had last week. Not be a great deal of difference, apart from obviously young Mason will not be available.
Sam Winnell and his rehab, where's he right now?
We think he's about a couple of weeks away. Making steady progress, not quick progress, but as I said before, yeah, we just can't rush it. You know, although we'd like him to be back last week, you know, we can't rush it. You know, that's one of the things and one of the pitfalls of a hamstring injury, that bring him back too quickly, it goes again, you're back to square one again. So we have to be very careful with him.
And James Bree, as we work through players here, where's he at right now?
I think with James's rehab, I think he'll be at least another 6 weeks or so before he'll be available to be coming into contention again for the first team, I will think.
Scan was on the bench the other day. Is he in contention to start? Do you throw him in at the Dons?
Well, he's available to us. Yeah, that's one thing about it. You know, I think that from there, you know, he's been brought into the club from Wigan, obviously, to add a little bit of steel in there. You know, and whether or not he'll be off the bench, we'll wait and see. You know, but certainly he'll form part of the squad at the weekend.
How's he settled in? How's he coped? Because ultimately for him, it is a step up, isn't it?
Well, it is. Listen, no problem at all. I think he's, you know, we feel he's very capable of stepping up. So in that department, we've got no worries of that. It's just really how quickly he gets into the team. That's the most important thing.
Because you and I, well, you've spoken freely about needing that and wanting that type of player. So now he's here, and I suppose the answer is there.
Well, I'm hoping it's the answer. You know, I am hoping the answer. You know, there's nothing I would like better than to keep a settled side on a weekly and regular basis. You know, that suggests that the consistency that we want, you know, is there to be seen. And that starts with the selection. So, you know, if you can get in the team as quick as you possibly can, and we start getting results, then that's great for everybody. You know, but it's just getting that right blend at the moment in time, and obviously stopping these little intermittent. Not going to say injuries that causes a little bit of upset.
I suppose it's got to the point where, do you know your best 11? I mean, Sam Winnell's back in a couple of weeks, I dare say. He'll be part of that, won't he? But in your mind, everybody fit and firing, do you have that 11 in your mind?
I do at the moment in time, yeah. Whether or not we can get it together, that's a different matter. But I do feel that, you know, we have the starting 11 that I would like to put out. You know, that gives you the balance and the difference in and your quality in going forward, and your availability, and your capability of producing results and getting scoring goals, etc. And then that springs into your bench as well. You know, you can change the dynamic of the team and what's on the bench as well, which is very important to us.
Do you think that the inconsistency of selection for the reasons that are there, and obviously there's going to be another change at least this weekend? Yeah. Isn't helping at the minute with results consistency?
Well, it isn't. No, of course it's not. You know, it's as I said before. I'm very predictable in one respect, that, you know, if the team's doing well, don't change it a great deal. But I think in these last few weeks in particular, you know, we've had to change virtually, you know, position every week. You know, which is not ideal. You know, it's not ideal in that respect. But what it does, as I said many times, it gives opportunities to other people to throw markers down. So, you know, let's hope that if it is an opportunity for somebody coming in, let's hope they take it.
Martin Craney, where's he at now?
Well, he had some fluid taken off his knee early part of last week. Back end of last week. So over the weekend and certainly the start of this week, he's feeling a lot better already. You know, so I'm hoping that he'll be able to train on Friday. I'm not too sure he will, but we're hoping so. So obviously that might give us another body, but he's a lot better than it was. And if he won't be fit this weekend, I would expect him to be fit for the game after.
So it could be that quick a turnaround for him, because obviously a player of his experience has been missed. So from coming back into training, he might be about on Saturday.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, there's a possibility there. Like I said, I'm not too sure yet. We'll have a head count on Friday morning, you know, to see who's going to be available to us, yeah.
So in terms of signings, you've obviously done quite a bit of business, Scowan been the latest one. How likely is it that you'll be able to do something else between now and the end of the month?
there'll be an intent to do that, yeah. You know, whether we'll be able to produce it, you know, to back it up, I'm not sure. But we're certainly trying. We're certainly trying to get one, maybe two players still to come in. But I don't know if it will be feasible in that window. We'll have to wait and see.
Is the O'Sullivan deal off now?
Well, it's not off. It's just strange from our point of view. You know, everything was sorted and agreed. You know, and but obviously with the embargo that they've got on them, you know, the manager decided he doesn't want anybody to come out, which I can fully understand. You know, but he's not been forming, you know, part of the squad really yet. So we just find it a bit strange. But he did get an injury in the from what I believe, he got an injury in the under 21 game the other day. So I don't know how long that will keep him out, but we'll wait and see.
Right. I was going to say, do you value him highly enough to sort of keep persevering with that, or you just say that there will come a time when you have to look somewhere else?
That I can't answer. I really can't answer that. You know, it's I think, you know, the goalposts will change obviously if the window closes and we haven't got him. You know, so obviously that's you know, that particular deal might have to be reviewed. You know, so we'll wait and see on that one. I don't really know what's going to happen at this stage, whether or not we will look at another target. But we do know that his contract's up in the summer as well. You know, so obviously the dynamic will change.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you happy with the amount of deals being done at the moment? Should it all sort of stop now and other players aren't added to the squad, would you be happy to run with what you've got?
Yeah, I would, yeah. I would be happy, yeah. I think there's always, you know, an opportunity when you look back and everybody's, you know, this filling every position, you think that's okay, but it's just when you get that run of injuries that causes the problem. So you know, trying to foresee you know what's going to happen, we just don't know. You know, if somebody gets injured, but there's a couple of areas that we haven't quite got as much strength in depth in position wise. So I suppose in one respect, you know, you'd have to have a look out for those positions.
It seems quite a quick turnaround in the fact that we're asking about this, but given the fact that one or two of the players in the squad are here initially for a month, how are they doing? Do you want them to stay for longer?
Too early to say at the moment in time. I think obviously they're finding their feet in the team. So I think, you know, with the next game or two, we'll cement it one way or the other. You know, as to whether we think we should persevere with them and what have you, and what they're bringing to the team as well. You know, that's important as well. So I'll be a bit non-committal on that one at the moment until the next couple of games under our belt.
Well, let's talk about the MK Dons then. Obviously, it's a club you know very well. But of the current crop under Carl Robinson, what do you make of them?
They're a good side. They're a very good side. They're obviously one of the best footballing sides in the league, you know, and they will definitely be challenging at the end of the season this year, as they have been for the last 4 or 5, 6 years, something like that. But I think this is, you know, the team now has been together for quite a while in large cases. So I would expect that they will be, you know, one of the three or four teams that were challenging for the top two spots this year. I think they've fallen away the last few years, you know, at crucial times in the season, but I'm sure it'll make them more determined, you know. But this will be a very tough game for us at their place. They're very good at home.
You are taking them on having just seen Afobe go. Are you encouraged by that? I know they've still got the likes of Grigg there, but he was the main man in front of goal for them.
Well, he was, but it's like everything, you know, like we always say, it's an opportunity, isn't it? You know, and Will Grigg coming in the team as he did last week, you know, you'd expect him to try and take it with both hands, particularly in a successful team at the moment, a winning team. It's always good to be part of it, you know. So, no, I think I don't think it's weakened them at all, you know, and yeah, I'm sure they'd like it for another body, you know, and you have to remember as well, he'd been coming off the bench quite a bit, you know. So, so in that respect, he was a valuable member of the squad. You know, and not necessarily, you know, the first name on the team sheet, but he contributed greatly to him, and obviously as a numbers game, you know, I'm sure he'll be missed.
How do Barnsley approach this, knowing that the MK Dons can almost envelop a team and keep the ball, and you might not see it for 5 minutes? How do Barnsley approach this?
Well, the one thing I'll say, if you've got possession, you've got to do something with it. You know, that's the thing as well. You know, it's nice having the ball for 10 minutes and doing nothing with it, you know. But I think that's what we've got to make sure that if they have got possession, you know, we're not too worried about that. You know, it's just where we can force them to play, you know, and that will be up to us. And when we're on the ball as well, to maximise our possession. So it's nothing any more unusual than lots of teams we've played this season. You know, they came here and early part of the game. Obviously, they scored five goals against us at home, which was came out of the blue quite honestly, because it was a very, very tight game for large parts of the game. But then again, you know, they had a firepower and they used it. To end up 5-3 at the end of it was a bit strange, I suppose. But it goes to prove that you can score goals. You know, all teams have been conceding goals this year. So, you know, we go there with great belief we can go and get a good result.
To have such an extraordinary scoring pattern then in one game, did that give you an indication as to what they can do? Do you learn something a bit more about them when you're involved in a match like that?
I learned more about ourselves and how we defended on the day. You know, it's, I think that was more important than not from my point of view. But I have to say, you know, on the attacking side of it, that is their strength. There's no doubt about it. You know, they're quite expansive in when they play. Obviously, there's virtually everybody in the team who wants to get forward. And sometimes that's their Achilles heel. You know, by putting as many forward and as they do, you know, they are a little bit vulnerable at times. You know, so we've got to make sure we can pick those chances and try and capitalise on them.
The division is extraordinary, isn't it? Not a great deal of points separate quite a few teams. Does that give you hope for the final few months of the season?
Well, for the second part, of course it does. Yeah, you know, and like I said, the most important thing is settling the team down and getting a consistent squad in, or a consistent 11 out on a regular basis. That's what we'd like to do in the second part of the season. So it's and with that, hopefully will come the results. You know, and because it has been frustrating, as you well know. There's been games when we've played okay, but we've not come away with anything. You know, and maybe last week was a little bit similar to that. The Preston game, where yes, they had the possession as we were talking about, but really didn't do anything with it. You know, and then we had a little bit of a lapse, I suppose, and got beat there. And the same as Doncaster, you know, where they had the possession, you know, nothing came of it, then they get a great goal at the end of it. So a bit frustrating at times, you know, but so we've got to maintain that, you know, that they're the type of games you've got to come away with something to show for all your efforts.
How do you see it right now? Because there's many schools of thought, but two main ones, and obviously Barnsley are not out of any playoff hunt. The division this year is bonkers at the moment. But is it more about this year putting the building blocks in place for next year?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's about, as you know, getting as high up the table as you possibly can this season. You know, and that's the main objective. If we do something this year, then great. If we don't, you know, we're putting foundations down, which is what we want to do. So in answer to that, we're not really looking to next season. This season, we want to do as well as we can, and let's hope it comes off. You know, you can put three or four wins together, and you can be anywhere in this league. That's as you rightly said, and we're capable of doing that. There's no doubt about it with the squad we've got.